Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Greg Haynes of the USMEF in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
The Oklahoma FFA has raised another crop of champions, winners in several areas at this year's National FFA Convention. At the top of the list, the Star Farmer of America Award given to Zach Weichel of Cordell. National championship honors went to Cale Parker of Indianola for his victory in the National Creed Speaking Contest. And a pair of teams brought home national championships this year. Fairview FFA won in Ag Communications. Kingfisher FFA won the National Marketing Plan Contest. To learn more about the championship story of Oklahoma FFA, go to their website, okffa.org.
Tight cattle supplies have resulted in very strong cattle prices, record cattle prices, whether you're talking about calves or yearlings or mama cows, replacement females, and for that matter, talking about our steers and heifers that are going into the packing plants and ending up as beef for domestic and international markets. In the case of the international markets, that has caused some problems and has caused a few challenges for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. According to Greg Haynes, he says that they've had to switch pitch a few of our countries that have been used to certain cuts that have simply become too pricey.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you'll see some markets that are much more price sensitive than others. You've got bigger markets, say like Japan, where they're our biggest market, big importer. They're complaining about the prices, but they're still buying. And then you have other markets, say like in Southeast Asia, where they would be buying a lot of those same kind of cuts that maybe we would be selling in Japan or in Korea. They don't quite have that spending capacity that they do in these markets. So what we've done is we've really tried to target and identify additional cuts, we call them, you know, alternative cuts, that they can still use in a lot of their different cooking styles, and yet it gives them a little bit more value for their money. I mean, like in Taiwan, for example, we really have been focusing on the clawed heart and the petite tender and have had great results with that. So what you're seeing now is those kind of cuts are going into these markets, and then kind of the traditional cuts that, say, the Japans, Koreas, or even Hong Kong maybe buying are kind of staying along those, you know, their traditional lines.
In the case of the Japanese, as Greg Haynes mentioned, they are buying our product, even though the prices are high. They're griping some about it. But now they have the opportunity to actually utilize our product year-round because of the switch from the 20-month rule up to the 30-month rule that happened about 2 years ago.
It was difficult because what would happen with the 20-month of age rule is you'd get higher supplies in the summer when there were more aged cattle that were appropriate for that. But then in the winter, the supply would drop down significantly. So not only the smaller suppliers or buyers there, but even a lot of the large companies, you know, the big retail companies or food service chains, they had a hard time being able to get that consistent supply. So they might do kind of spot promotions, but they wouldn't be able to feature U.S. beef on their menus or at their stores year-round. They just didn't think it was worth the efforts because here they put, you know, all this time and effort into creating the story or brand, and here's U.S. beef, and then it would be gone. So this change to 30 months has been huge because now we can supply very consistent levels, you know, year-round. But now the key part is really getting out and making sure these buyers understand that, you know, a lot of them haven't been exposed or tried U.S. beef, you know, for 10 years maybe. And so re-educating them or educating these newer buyers so that they understand it and get the product out there and are able to sell it again. So that's, I mean, it's a bigger challenge than you might think.
So even in the face of high prices, we've been able to grow our share of the Japanese beef market. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.